This special meeting of the Astoria City Council of August 14th is now called to order. Mr. Cook, could you do the roll call, please?
Councilor Hersey?
Here.
Councilor Ward?
Here.
Councilor Price?
Here.
Mayor Lemire?
Here, and Councilor Nemluel is appearing by phone.
I'm here.
Okay, we have one agenda item, and that is the 16th Street CSO separation project, and it's a pay adjustment.
So for this agenda item, we have several pay adjustments which are proposed for your consideration. Several of these items were actually going to be on your agenda for Monday. However, we had one specific item that arose yesterday that needed to have some consideration by City Council so we could let the contractor know whether or not to proceed. This pay adjustment is for a total amount of $83,063.46. In your memo, items 1 through 5, which are on page 1 and 2 of your memo, were the items which were going to be considered at your meeting on Monday, but we brought them forward to hopefully make it a little bit smoother for your consideration. The item number 6 is the item that needed to be reviewed in a timely manner. And this is for replacing 290 feet of 10-inch water line in 15th Street. When the contractor was working within the 15th Street right-of-way, it was determined that the water line was deteriorated far more than what was initially expected. And I think that Cindy has an example of the water line we're needing to replace. This replacement would be for $58,070, and we're asking for council's approval to move forward this so we can order the material and get the work completed quickly.
So what the problem is that it's cast iron, and apparently was a manufacturing defect where the air bubbles got in the casting and it's made a bunch of voids. The only reason this hasn't been a known problem is in an area of town that's very low pressure. So, but when they cut into it to do some work in the intersection, this was discovered, and it just almost the slightest touch of a machine, there was a water break. Just blew out the side of the pipe. When we can't put the street back together and compact the rock in preparation for paving without breaking this line. It's just, so anyway, that's what came up.
And with the other line items, if there are questions about those, Cindy or Ken would be able to answer questions about what those specific items are if you do have questions. But today we're recommending that council authorize the pay adjustment for the $83,063.46. I would note that this would bring our project contingency balance to 85%. So we still are doing well this far into the project with regards to the contingency.
Okay, are there comments or questions from the council?
No questions. Glad we found it before we tried to pave over it and broke the whole thing.
I move that we authorize pay adjustment number 2 for $83,063.46.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Thank you, Zeddy. Okay.
My pleasure.
Okay.
Mr. Estes, would now be a good time to maybe talk about 16th Street?
Sure. I know that there may be some questions. I know from some of the counselors with regards to not only this project, but also some questions about water service in general. So, Mayor, if you'd like.
Yeah, I think you had some questions.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
If I may.
Go ahead.
Three questions to Mr. Cook, and I just wanted to get these on the record so the council could authorize any action on his part. People have expressed a lot of interest in the water conservation tips, and I was wondering if we can find ways of getting them out more to the public, printing things, have them at the front desk, possibly at the fire department's open house tomorrow. And I asked Mr. Cook about if they could go into the water bills as well, but he said that would be up to the finance department. I don't know if they were published in full in the paper or not, but and anyway, because people are really interested and really want to be part of the solution, so in any ways the city can get that information out would be great. The other thing that we're all thinking about, if this kind of weather could be the new normal, how can we increase our storage capacity with our watershed? I spoke to Mr. Cook. He said increasing storage capacity would be cost prohibitive, but possibly installing pumps to tap into the groundwater would be a solution to provide more water. And I think if the council is interested in hearing more information about that, maybe we could direct Mr. Cook to do some research and come back to us with that. Would that be of interest to the council?
Sure. At a future date.
It's my feeling that under normal circumstances, we have probably 2.5 or 3 times the water that we need in any given year. I think that being cautious is a good thing, but even now, I don't think being cautious is absolutely necessary. But I don't think we need in any scenario that I can think of, more storage capacity than we already have.
Yes, we eliminated storage capacity as being cost prohibitive, but being able to pump out some more groundwater to tap into some wells. I think this could be the new normal for our climate. We may be experiencing climate extremes in the future, and I think it would be good to have something at least initially researched to see about if we could increase our pumping ability, at least in the watershed.
Mr. Herzig, I appreciate that you and the city staff are thinking about this, just in case.
Okay.
Is there any, I'd like to hear from the full council as to whether or not this is something you'd like us to look into. And Ken, how difficult would it be to do some analysis? I guess maybe a good question for you.
We could look, the first thing I would do would be go talk to the Napa Water District. Their whole system is fed by wells. Where I live. And possibly talk to your art, they just put in a well system. So I think we could get some concept costs for that back.
So this is something that would be pretty easy to be able to accomplish.
We wanted to get down to the exact detailed planning. That would take a lot. But we could get a concept. How many gallons per minute?
Capacity. Okay.
Okay, I guess my other worry is that we don't want to be pulling all the groundwater out either if, there are places where their aquifers are dry now because...
We'd go on the lower part of the watershed, wouldn't be on the upper, because a lot of the upper part of the watershed is what Steve creates.
Mm-hmm.
So, but there's a lot of groundwater that's bypassing and going underneath the dam.
Okay, well, if it isn't, a real onerous task, that would be appreciated.
Increasing storage, again, Councilor Ward is correct that in normal times, this is not an issue, but if there's a series of dry winters, dry summers, we call it our groundwater pack versus a snow pack, that will be drawn down and there won't be as much water in the creeks. So you're going to have to go deep to get it.
Okay.
Mr.
Thank
Cook,
you.
May I ask a question? And I may be all wrong because it's trying to recall from ancient memory, but It seems to me that I heard a number of years ago that when our water system was developed here, the canneries were running full bore, and we developed the system to enable about 8 million gallons a day. Does that sound roughly correct? 7 million gallons a day. And right now our demand is 2.5 or 3 million a day?
It's averaging 3 to 3.5, sometimes 4.
So we're less than half the capacity, we're less than half of what our build capacity initially was. How long in your memory has it been since we have had what we would think would be a shortage of water here?
It's been two occasions, I think it was in 1989 and 1976, I think.
Now the canneries were still running in 76, weren't they?
Right.
Yeah. So, it's fairly remote that...
It's all, you know, so much of this is just, you know, you can't predict what the climate's going to do. But if in fact we're in like a period of several years back-to-back dry summers, it's going to be a problem.
Okay.
Thank you. I think Councilor Herzig had one more.
Yes, one more proactive thing. Talking about if we do have a major El Nino event this winter and we have major rainfall, I spoke to Mr. Cook about some of our semi-active slides, and he mentioned one possible preliminary intervention that might help, and maybe you could describe that, Mr. Cook.
We'll be looking at a project up in the area of the valley and skyline. There's a big patch where it was blown down, and that's all seeded property. And that basically has a ditch running down the middle of it, so all the water goes to the center, and then it's piped out. And one of our previous CSO projects, the storm line was brought to that location so that any water that's collected in there would go straight to the Columbia River. What we need to do is do a better job of collecting that water, don't let it seep into the soil so much, because our geologists have said much of that area could have been what made the Bond Street slide.
Really?
It went underneath, down, hit the water table, and because it's directly above, you know, there's a little pump there on the hillside. It's almost directly in line with where the Bond Street slide is.
Hmm.
So I was wondering if the council could direct Mr. Cook to do some preliminary research on increasing the drainage capacity in that area. Would that be?
Yeah, and Councilor Herzog, I do want to make sure that the council is directing the city manager.
I'm sorry.
To do that.
Yeah, I apologize, yeah. Brett. Yes.
Sure.
So would the council be interested in directing the city manager to ask Public Works to look at enhancing the drainage capacity in that area?
If I may ask, I thought you said you had developed the drainage capacity.
No.
Oh, no?
It has a drainage in the center,
uh-huh.
But there can be branches off of that that would collect it and keep it from going into the soil.
Okay.
Ken, how about, sorry. Mm-hmm.
And in your opinion, that would be helpful?
According to what the geotechnical engineer said, that would be a benefit. And there may be FEMA money available, so that's what we're
going to
try.
Okay.
Ken, approximately how much do you think that would cost? But there may be some grant dollars that we could explore.
Yes.
Pre-hazard mitigation.
Okay.
And may I ask if this was on Public Works' great spreadsheet to begin with? So this is assumed within your scope of interest to begin with?
Yeah.
Okay. Then sure.
And you had a question, Cindy?
Well, it was a little bit different. I was had just asked.
Could we finish this, please?
Yeah, let's finish this.
Well, the council has not directed the city manager to direct Public Works yet.
What I'm hearing is there's I'm seeing
consensus.
Some consensus. So we'll definitely move forward. I just want to make sure we have consensus to kind of raise this issue up. And most likely we do. So definitely we can make that happen.
Thank you. Take it away, Cindy.
Sure. Well, I know we're here just for a brief meeting. I was just wondering if now might be a good time for a very brief information, either from Mr. Estes or Ms. Moore, about the 16th Street and whether it might be gotten to this year or not.
Tell you what, how about if we're actually have some things that we're working on right now. Maybe if you can give kind of a status update on where things are now, and maybe we can provide a little bit more information on Monday as
well. I can certainly wait until Monday. Thank you.
Okay. There's some things that I think that with this project that we just got approved, fitting into the timeline, we can have a better schedule as to where things are at and be able to readdress the timeline after getting the water line project moving forward.
Thank you.
Okay, if there's no more business, I will close the meeting and we will